Hi everyone, Steve here with a day one Wimbledon preview for Mark Polmans versus Yen Sun Liu. The play is a one unit selection on Mark Polmans minus 5.5 games. And that is at $2.04 at Unibet and is also $2.04 at Pinnacle. I think this is just, look, I had this around that minus 6.5 games looking through this. I think Polmans looked really solid through qualifying. Obviously, it was a really close five-set match against Ramanathan in that third round, 11-9 in the fifth. But overall, his body of work and what he's been able to produce, his game style, I think, here is going to be a really tricky matchup for Liu. I really like that we're getting this game handicap on the better side of six games. So, you know, 6-4, 6-4, 6-4, for example, will be able to cover here. It isn't as dependent on the whoever serves first early. I think Polmans, there are a lot of similarities, I think, here in terms of Polmans against Liu, as we saw for Polmans in the third round of qualifying. I think his ability to keep the ball flat and be really rock solid off both wings, he's going to be able to keep his unforced error rate low. We saw that through qualifying. He finished that third round of qualifying with 75 winners and 20 unforced errors. He's really hitting his spots well with that first serve, and it's really skidding through well. I don't think Liu has played enough tennis to be able to competitively match it with Polmans across best of five sets here. When you go back through, you know, a lot of the tennis that Liu's playing now is as a result of that protected ranking. As soon as that protected ranking disappears, I'm assuming that will be the end of Yen Sun Liu at ATP level. I don't see any particular major comeback on the cards because he just isn't playing a lot outside of the tournaments that he's using that protected ranking. So when we go through it, he did lose in straight sets to Fabio Fognini, Queens, a couple of weeks ago, you know, winning 61% behind his first serve, 63% behind his second serve. Looking at the serve numbers of his match at Roland Garros against Diego Schwartzman, and he was only a touch above Schwartzman's serve stats. So, you know, not as powerful and as perhaps solid behind his serve as we saw in the latter part of his career when he was actually a top 100 player and playing some decent tennis. So looking here, I think Polmans has the edge overall in a number of areas, but I think also that the best of five format really helps here. So just to recap this one, it is Mark Polmans one unit at minus 5.5 games. That is at $2.04 at Unibet and Pinnacle. If you have any questions or anything, don't hesitate to get in touch at ace_previews. That's on Twitter. And I'll be back a little bit later with, I think, a couple more previews just to get a nice list of plays for day one confirmed. It looks like it might be a little bit wet there today, but we'll, you know, try and get as many of these plays up and set, because it is going to be a busy couple of days to start the tournament with so many matches on offer. And looking at things at the moment, I've probably got about another five or six to work my way through this afternoon. As always, any questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. Otherwise, I'll be back later with another preview for the Daily Aces podcast.